KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly sunny. We have 65 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, officials of the Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday identified the man who was arrested Friday night following an incident in Messina. Authorities said 23-year-old Taylor James Gardner was being held in the Cass County Jail on $6,000 bond. Gardner, whose last known address was listed as being in Messina, faces charges that include felony unauthorized possession of an offensive weapon, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and domestic abuse assault. As we first reported late Friday night, just after 8 p.m., the Cass County Communications Center received a call from the Des Moines Police Department with regard to a domestic situation in Messina. Shortly thereafter, the Comm Center received a 911 call from Messina. Dispatchers were able to ping the cell phone to determine a general area where the incident was unfolding. Deputies Josh McLaren and Ryan Johnson responded, and eventually the residents at 101 Pine Street were contacted. An adult male and an adult female came out of the residence. The female was distraught and advised an altercation had taken place with her boyfriend, later identified as Gardner. At that time, Gardner was inside the home with a minor child. The deputies went inside the home and located the child and gave the child to its mother. They then repeatedly tried to make contact with Gardner, but were unable to do so. The Comm Center advised the deputies that they learned Gardner might be armed. Therefore, the deputies left the home and requested assistance from other law enforcement officers. Deputies from Adair, Adams, Montgomery, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties, along with troopers of the Iowa State Patrol, all responded to the scene and set up a perimeter. Gardner was seen by a family member going to an apartment in Messina, but a search revealed he was not there. He was later seen traveling on foot toward the Messina sale barn, and while the search efforts were concentrated in that area, a short time later it was learned that Gardner was inside another residence occupied by a female. The deputies arrived and took the man into custody without incident a little after 10 p.m. Friday. Gardner was unarmed. The weapon was recovered from the residence where the incident initially began once the scene was secured. A traffic stop Sunday evening in Exira resulted in the arrest of 28-year-old James Aaron Himlachek of Exira. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday Himlachek was charged with possession of prescription pills, driving while revoked, failure to wear a seatbelt, and having no insurance. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later posted bond. Himlachek is scheduled to appear in court Thursday morning. Sheriff's deputies in Cass County arrested an Anita man Saturday on an assault charge. 46-year-old Daniel David Becker was taken into custody for domestic abuse assault. He was later released from the jail on his own recognizance. And last Friday, deputies in Cass County arrested 38-year-old Julie Ann Simmons of Atlantic on a charge of driving while revoked. She was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on her own recognizance. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday no injuries were reported following three separate accidents that took place Friday. Just before 10 a.m., a vehicle driven by Brandon Embry of Atlantic struck the right rear side of a parked vehicle registered to Wellendorf ENT PC of Atlantic in the CCMH parking lot. The accident happened as Embry was backing out of a parking stall. Police say Embry left the scene but was located later. Damage amounted to $2,000. At around 1:15 p.m. Friday, vehicles driven by Samantha Christensen and Vincent Perry, both of Atlantic, collided at the intersection of 7th and Mulberry Streets when Perry failed to stop at the posted stop sign. He was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device. The damage amounted to $6,000. And at about the same time, a vehicle driven by Daniel Norman of Omaha was pulling out of a parking stall on the 400 block of Chestnut Street when the vehicle was struck by a northbound vehicle being driven by Nathan Hansen of Stewart. Damage from the collision amounted to $2,600. There were no citations issued. Atlantic Police said also 39-year-old Cody Newman of Anita was arrested for OWI. Newman was booked into the Cass County Jail. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater said yesterday a Madison County man was arrested Friday afternoon for third-degree theft and trespassing. 24-year-old Benjamin Reiser Feller of Dexter was subsequently cited and released from the scene. And 62-year-old Greg Charles Smith of Stewart was arrested last Thursday for OWI first offense, failure to maintain control, and failure to provide proof of financial liability. His arrest followed an investigation into a single vehicle accident. The sheriff said Smith admitted he had consumed alcoholic beverages. Smith's breath tests were above the legal limit of .08. He was being held in the Adair County Jail on $1,000 cash or surety bond. Authorities say the body of a Cherokee man was found along a roadside ditch north of Quimby in northwest Iowa. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Office and deputies were sent at around 10:45 a.m. Sunday to a county road intersection to check reports of a body on a bicycle. They found the body of 45-year-old Norman Needs. The cause of death was under investigation. A Madison County teen suffered possible unknown injuries during a rollover accident early Saturday morning in Union County. Sheriff's officials say 15-year-old Alexis Hawkins of Winterset was transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston following the accident that took place near Lorimore at around 2:35 a.m. Saturday. Hawkins was driving a 2003 Saturn Ion southbound on Highway 169 when she lost control of the car. The vehicle entered the west ditch and rolled over once, coming to rest on its wheels. Hawkins was later cited for failure to maintain control and driving without a license. The car sustained $5,000 damage. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports also 27-year-old Tyler Scott Sutton of Osceola was arrested Sunday morning for possession of drug paraphernalia and second-degree theft. Sutton was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center after he was found to be in possession of a 2001 Chevy Silverado that had been reported stolen from Creston last week. Sutton remained in the Union County Jail while awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Police in Glenwood yesterday reported two arrests. 48-year-old Dennis Graham of Stanton was arrested for OWI second offense, and 52-year-old Danny Pierce of Centerville was arrested on a Monroe County warrant for failure to appear in court. Both men were arrested Monday. Graham was being held in the Mills County Jail on $2,000 bond, while Pierce's bond was set at $1,000. Elsewhere in news from around the state, Iowa authorities say local officers have fatally shot a man who aimed a gun at them in Boone. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said the Boone police and a Boone County deputies were dispatched at around 10:15 p.m. Monday after a 911 caller reported an unarmed man was threatening people, or the armed man, that is, was threatening people. The department said officers found the man on West 2nd Street and told him to drop his gun after he pulled it from his waistband. The officers say they then fired after he aimed his gun at them and began to advance. The department says the man died later at a Boone County hospital. His name and those names of the officers who fired upon him have not been released. State agents have joined in that shooting investigation. A man who was listed as missing and escaped from the Newton Correctional Release Center last night was found early this morning. Fred Scaletta with the Department of Corrections says Timothy Formero Jr. was located at around 2:30 a.m. and taken into custody. He will now be housed in a medium security prison. Details about where Formero was found have not yet been released. Earlier, the Iowa Department of Corrections had said Formero was not present during a routine headcount at 9:20 p.m. Monday, and after further search by security staff, was determined to have been escaped from the facility. The Newton Correctional Release Center is a minimum security facility. The Iowa State Patrol, Jasper, and Polk County Sheriff's Departments and 5th Judicial District Warrant Team were notified and assisted in the search of Formero, who was serving a 25-year sentence from Clark County for prohibited acts and domestic abuse assault. Finally, in area news, the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency yesterday reports that the intersection of 300th Street and Peach Road is currently closed for a pipe replacement project. Construction on the project is expected to last about 1 week. The pipe is located between Monroe Township Sections 19 and 30 and Fairview Township Sections 24 and 25. Since the area has many dirt or level B roads, considerable alternate route planning will be necessary for those emergency responders who need to respond to nearby residences. If you have any questions, call the Shelby County Engineer's Office at 712-755-5954. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.